Are we still look to you here?
等候你把你自己的心意向我们揭开。
We wait upon you to reveal your heart to us.
我们首先求你设立你的宝座在这里。
First of all, we ask that you would set your throne upon here.
叫我们众人都遇见那至高的权柄。
That all of us would encounter that highest authority.
就在你所说的话的里面，我们实在的可以看见光。
That is through your words, indeed, we can be able to see light.
主，你不是随便向人说话。
Lord, that you do not casually speak to men.
你说话都是把你的永远的旨意来向人解开。
But when you do speak, you reveal your eternal will to men.
所以我们在你面前要求你格外的怜悯。
So once again, before thee, we ask for your special grace.
叫我们不靠自己去认识你和你所说的。
That we would not rely upon ourselves to know you and to know what you have said.
我们等候在你宝座前的七灵把你的话向我们解开。
But we do wait upon the seven spirits before your throne to reveal your words to us.
将人的智慧完全的挪开。
That you would take away man's wisdom.
我们就从你哪里接受从上面来的智慧和启示。
That will receive from you the wisdom and revelation from above.
叫我们里面的眼睛给照明。
So that our eyes within can be enlightened.
我们就给领进你自己宝贝的心意。
And that we will be led in into your precious will.
昨晚上我们在这里一同等候。
But once again tonight, we wait upon you together.
主，你尽情地向我们说话。
That you can fully speak to all of us.
隐藏我们在这里每一个人。
That you can hide each one of us here.
说的跟听的都在你学的底下完全的给隐藏。
And so all of us who speak and hear would be completely covered under your blood.
只让你自己的心思在这里显明。
That only your heart would be revealed here.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow and worship you.
愿主照着你荣耀的丰富，今天晚上吸引我们到你的宝座前。
Lord, according to thy glorious abundance, compel us to thy throne.
爱慕你自己的话语在这里向我们揭开。
To desire that your words would be opened up to us here.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank thee, Lord.
因为你实在是教会的头。
Because indeed you are the head of the church.
也是我们的主。
And you are our Lord.
但愿你得着荣耀。
May you be glorified.
我们在你面前都向你伏下来。
All of us would prostrate before you.
主，我们将祷告、仰望、等候你。
We pray and look to you in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We'll continue to look from Revelation chapter 1 to see the Lord's words he has to speak to the church. We thank our Lord.
虽然我们是用了很多时间来看开头的那些话。
Even though we have used much time to look at the words at the beginning.
那今天晚上我们还是要用很多的时间来看开头的话。
And again, tonight we would spend much time in looking at the words from the beginning.
因为开头的话是直接指出说话的是谁。
Because in the beginning, the words directly point out for us, it is whom who is speaking.
我们如果看见是谁在说话，
and if we're able to see the one who is speaking,
那么我们对启示录里边所记录下来的事物，我们就有一个很深刻的体会。
And regarding the matters that is recorded in the book of Revelation, we'll have a very deep impression of them.
弟兄姊妹记得，启示录是我们的主从父神那里接受过来，就启示给约翰，然后透过约翰就交通给众教会。
Brothers and sisters, remember again, Revelation was received from our Lord, from God the Father, and he was passed it to John and then fellowship to the churches.
那么现在我们从第四节开始，我们就留意了。
And so now if we begin from verse 4, we can see.
第四节那里我们先念一段啊。
Let us first read a passage.
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会， 但愿那施在今在以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活的，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远，阿们。看啊，他驾云降临，众目都要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿们。主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄美甲，是实在今在以后永在的全能者。
John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, Amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹，我们稍微留意这一段话。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we pay a bit of attention to this passage,
我们就会发觉里面有神说的，我们的主说的一些话，跟我们平常所想的不完全一样。
Then we'll discover some words spoken by our Lord in this passage is not completely the same as what we would normally think.
这个不完全一样，不是说我们平常所留意到的是不准确，只有这里的才是标准。
The difference is not that what we normally think is not accurate, and only what is stated here is the standard.
我们留意到这里的不一样，乃是为了特别特别的强调启示录是一本怎样的书。
But the difference lies in that here it emphasizes especially what kind of book Revelation is.
我们先来留意约翰写信给亚细亚七个教会。
Now let us first pay attention that John wrote to the seven churches which are in Asia.
那我们晓得这个约翰写这个信给七个亚细亚的教会。
Now when John wrote this epistle to the seven churches in Asia,
乃是根据第一节的那个事实。
Was according to the fact in verse 1.
和第二节的那个宣告。
And the proclamation which was in verse 2.
第一节的事实乃是说神要把他隐藏了很久的话现在上人要解开了。
The fact in verse 1 is that the words which God has hidden for a long time, now he is willing to reveal those words to man.
那第二节就说到约翰从主那里接受了这个启示，他就很准确的把这个启示交通给神的众仆人，然后就通到 神在全地的众教会。
And so, in verse 2, the proclamation was, Now John, who hath received these words from the Lord, hath bore an accurate record of these words, and hath fellowshipped it to the churches in all the earth.
那所以我们看到约翰写信。
And so we see John is the one who wrote the letter.
而不是写一般的信。
He did not write a common, a general letter.
是写一封很特别的信。
But it's a very special epistle.
特别到什么地方呢？
Now, what's so special about it?
乃是特别到，乃是根据父与子的定义来说出三一的神在永远的计划里头怎样安排，怎样带领，怎么成全。
It is special in it that John has wrote this account according to God the Father and God the SonWhat the Holy Trinity, God wants to do, and how they are to do it, and how it will be completed.
那也就是说，约翰不是在这里写他自己的看法。
And so John is not writing to us what his views are.
也不是写他自己的领会。
And it is not telling us how he understood it.
他是在写神所托付给他的。
But he is writing exactly what God entrusted unto him.
那么这约翰写信。
And so John is the writer.
那写给谁呢？
Who did he write to?
写给亚细亚的七个教会。
He wrote to the seven churches in Asia.
那弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们就要问了。
Brothers and sisters, then we must ask then.
亚细亚是不是只有七个教会？
Are there only seven churches in Asia?
如果是，那没有问题。
If there are only seven, we have no question.
如果不是，
but if not,
那为什么写给这七个？
We must ask why these seven.
那很显然的，
very apparently,
我们从使徒行传里头能看得见。
From the book of Acts, we're able to see.
亚细亚不是只有这七个教会。
There are more than seven churches in Asia.
最低限度弟兄姊妹们会比较熟悉的有哥罗西。
At least brothers and sisters will be familiar with Colossae.
从哥罗西书信的那一封书信上，你又看到有一个希拉波利。
And from Colossae, we're able to see Hierapolis also.
如果你从使徒行传里面。
And if we look from the book of Acts,
你就看见更多地方在那里有主的教会。
We can even see more churches of the Lord throughout.
你看到路斯德。
We can see Luz.
你看见以哥念。
And we're able to see Iconium.
你看到比西底的安提阿。
And we can see Antioch of Bethsaida.
你也看到米利都。
And we're able to see Miletus.
你还看见许多的地方有神的教会在哪里。
And so we're able to see many churches of the Lord there.
但是为什么只是写给七个教会？
But then why are they only writing to these seven churches?
那这就牵连到现在的事里头的那一个内容了。
Then that has to do with the content of this epistle.
因为在当时亚细亚这一个地区有七个这样的教会。
Because in the region of Asia there were these seven churches.
这七个教会里头有他们的特色。
And that in these seven churches they had their special character.
我们等会看到，不是等会，我们以后看到第二章第三章的时候，你实在看见当时那七个亚西亚的教会他们的光景是怎样的。
Then when we get into chapters 2 and 3 we're able to see the actual condition of these seven churches.
这七个教会有七种不同的光景。
And so these seven churches have seven different conditions.
这七种不同的光景就包括了神的众教会的七种的形态。
And so then these seven churches includesIt's inclusive of all the churches of God throughout and their, how their conditions are.
那所以这七个教会是有代表性的。
And so these seven churches are representations.
可以说是神的众教会的七个典型的光景。
And so you can say that these seven churches are like the models or the examples of the churches of God throughout.
从主升天以后，
After the Lord ascended,
一直到现在，整个的教会的历史，所有的教会都包括在这七个教会所代表的那一种光景里。
Until now, throughout all the church history, these seven churches represent the conditions of the church.
当然，当时选这七个教会不是约翰选的。
And of course, it is not John who chose these seven churches.
是主告诉他。你要写给这七个教会。
It is the Lord who told him to write unto these seven churches.
因为第二章第三章你就看见你要写信给以弗所，你要写信给四美拿，你要写信给别加摩。
And because starting from chapter 2 we're able to see that the Lord would tell him to write unto Ephesus or Smyrna or Pergamos.
那既然是主特别选出来的。
And so if the Lord himself expressly
chose these, 那也就是说出我们的主指出这七种光景在教会的属灵的实际的里面 是很普遍的。
And so that also tells us that when the Lord chose these seven churches, He points out these seven conditions in these seven locations. Their conditions are very common.
这叫做七个教会。
And so these seven churches
就指出了教会的缺陷在哪里。
Points out to us where the lacking, shortcoming of the church is.
也指出了教会在主面前蒙纪念是的一切是根据什么。
And it also shows us that the church can be remembered by God, what foundation there is.
那我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这些我们看到第二章、第三章的时候，我们会看细一点。
These things we'll look into detail when we reach chapters 2 and 3.
我们现在只是指出七个教会，就表达了神对教会监察的那七个结果就够了。
And so now we'll just point out that these seven churches is the result of the examination from God.
然后我们就注意了。
And then let us pay attention.
当约翰写这一封信的时候，
When John wrote this letter,
他是带着一个很严肃又很宝贵的应许。
Now he wrote this letter with a very serious and precious promise.
他把这些应许作为一个祝福来交通给七个教会。
And he uses these promises as a blessing to fellowship with these seven churches.
也是交通给全教会。
And it's also fellowship to all the churches.
那弟兄姊妹，现在我们开始要很细的来注意了。
Now brothers and sisters, now we have to look in detail.
约翰在这里首先说的那一件事情。
The first thing John mentions here.
但愿那从实在、今在、以后永在的神，我们先停在这里。
We'll first stop at the first part is grace. From him which is and which was and which is to come.
弟兄姊妹，如果你细细的听英文圣经，你应该发觉这里边的一个特别。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you read in detail the English translation, maybe you find something special about this.
我们中文圣经就把这个秘密好像换了一个样式来表达。
It seems like in the Chinese translation, this secret has been emptied out and expressed in a different way.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
如果按照圣灵当时说话的次序，或是说我们的主当时说话的次序。
Now, if according to the order in which our Lord the Spirit spoke at that time,
你会看到，但愿那今在、实在、以后永在的神。
The order would be a switch in the Chinese translation, but in the English is correct, from him which is and which was and which is to come.
你说这有什么不一样吗？
And you say, what is the difference?
这都是说出从永远到永远吗？
This all points out, it is an eternal God from eternity to eternity. Now he is God.
从前他是神。
Before he was God.
将来他也是神。
And in the future he is still God.
如果从具体的内容来说，
So if we're looking at the substance itself,
毫无疑问是指出那个从永远到永远的事实。
There's no doubt this is the fact that points out it's from eternity to eternity.
那如果只是要表达这一个事实的话，
Now if what's written is only to manifest that fact,
那中文的翻译就准确了。
Then the Chinese translation is correct.
但是希腊文里面却不是这样。
But in Greek, it is not that way.
希腊文是把现今在摆在前头。
But in the Greek translation, it places which is first.
如果你从时间的观念来说，那这个就不对了。
Because if you look at the timeline, then this is not correct.
因为当然是实在开始。
Because it should begin from the beginning in the past.
到现在。
Till now.
然后才有永远。
And then to come.
还有将来。
The future.
但是我们的主当时他没有按照时间的次序来说他自己。
But at the time our Lord did not speak of himself according to time.
是偶然的呢？
Is that by encounter?
还是主有意思在里头呢？
Or does our Lord have his purpose in it?
因为弟兄姊妹，你还要注意一件事情。
Because brothers and sisters, you also have to take note.
第四节里面是这样。
Not only verse 4 is that way.
第八节里头也是这样。
But it is the same in verse 8.
在一章圣经里面，两次提到在时间以外的神呢、啊，超越时间的神呢、啊，是这样写。
That in this chapter it mentions twice that the God who surpasses over time has written himself in this way.
是今在，是在，以后，永在。
Which is and which was and which is to come.
那所以丁说你就注意到这一个主这样来发表他自己。
And so brothers and sisters, when we see our Lord manifesting himself in this way, there is a special meaning. You say, what is the special meaning then? You cannot go any further than from eternity to eternity. Of course not, that does not surpass the fact from eternity to eternity.
你稍微留意一下的话，你就看到这样的表达是非常非常的强调。
But brothers and sisters, when you see it is expressed this way, then you can see it is focused on the fact it is now, which is.
那为什么要强调现在呢?
Why do you have to emphasize the fact of now? Brothers and sisters, remember,
启示录是在什么地方写出来的?
When was Revelation? Where was it written?
在拔摩海岛。
It was written in the island of Patmos.
那约翰为什么要到了拔摩海岛呢?
And why was it John was there?
因为当时是罗马帝国的逼迫。把约翰弄到拔摩海岛。
Because at that time it's the persecution from the Roman Empire that was forced him there.
但是罗马帝国的逼迫是只是落在约翰一个人的身上吗?
But it's the persecution from the Roman Empire falling upon only John himself.
显然就不是。
Apparently not.
哎，这个罗马的逼迫是对了整个罗马版图里头的。
But this Roman persecution falls upon all the children of God on the Roman map.
所以在那一段日子，神的儿女承受的那一个重担，承受的那一种伤害是非常非常严重。
So at the time, the children of God and the harm and the burden which they bore was extremely, extremely difficult and heavy.
那弟兄姊妹，我印象很深，很深。
Now, brothers and sisters, I have this very, very deep impression.
但我们有些时候
That is sometimes
我们每一个人都会有机会碰到一些难处，是不太容易从难处里头走得出来。
All of us at times will encounter some difficulty that we would have to strive very hard in order to get out of them.
那在这种光景里头
And so under those situations
我们就很有机会听见人家在这样向着你这样说。
Very often we might hear others would say this to us then.
你的神在哪里?
Where is your God?
你的神也许从前在，现在没有了。
Maybe your God was with you in the past, but not anymore.
我很难忘记一件事。
Very difficult for me to forget about one thing.
当我在给共产党审判的时候
And that was when I was judged by the Communist Party
那个审判我的人就问我这个问题
And so the one who judged me asked me this question
他就说
He said
你以为你信神你的神是可以拯救你
Do you think just because you believe in God that your God can save you
我们共产党是无神的
ButWe, the communists, have no God.
我们就不相信这些。
We do not believe this.
现在你看，你在这里，我在这里。
So you see now, you're there and I'm here.
是我审判你。
I'm judging you.
你的神在哪里？
Where is your God?
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我当时还是很年轻。
Brothers and sisters, at that time, I was still very young.
我里面冒火，但是又不敢发作。
At that time, I was angry within, but I did not dare say anything.
但是那一个印象留给我很深刻，很深刻，很深刻。
But that was a very, very deep impression left upon me.
你的神在哪里
？Where is your God?
不就是人家会问
？Not only would others ask you that.
圣经里边在旧约里头也都提，有好多好多历史的记载，都。这样的问话都给人提出来。
And even in the Old Testament, there are many recordings when these kind of questions would be asked and mentioned.
以利沙过约旦河的时候，不是用以利亚的那个衣服打水吗？
And when Elijah went across the river Jordan, did he not use the garment of Elijah to fetch the water?
他当时也说了这么一句话。
And when he hit the water, he said,
以利亚的神在哪里？
Where is the God of Elijah?
但是我相信以利沙当时不是像刚才我提的那种光景。
And of course, I'm sure that when Elijah said those words, it is not under the condition of which one I mentioned previously.
但是当人遇到非常的事的时候，别人提这个问题，我们也常常会落到一个疑惑的里头。
But when we're at a very difficult situation, when others would pose this question, even at times, we ourselves would fall into such a doubt.
我的神在哪里？
Where is my God?
如果我的神是真实的，
If my God is true,
如果我的神真的是从永远到永远的，
If my God indeed is from eternity to eternity,
那他为什么让我碰到这许许多多好像我承担不过来的事呢？
Why is it that he would allow for me to encounter such things? It seems as if I could not bear.
因此为当我们留意到在基督底下的神的儿女们常常会发生这种疑惑。
Brothers and sisters, when we take note of when the children of God under persecution oftentimes would have such a doubt.
他们会纪念祖先的那个时候神的确在我们中间行过大事。
They would remember that fathers, indeed, God has done wonderful and great things amongst them.
在将来，神也许会照着他所说的话来成就大事。
And maybe that God, according to His words, in the future would accomplish great things.
但是现在，神好像隐藏了。
But now it seems as if God is hidden.
神好像看不见。
It seems like I cannot see Him.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们能了解到这样的当时教会的那种心情的时候，
When we're able to understand this is the condition the church was in at that time,
我们就晓得为什么我们的主在那时把现在这一件事情摆在最前头。
Then we're able to understand then why was it our Lord placed this matter which is at the beginning,
而不跟着时间的次序来说这个话。
That he did not express it according to time.
很显然主在这里强调他是现在的神。
Very apparently it tells us that he is God of the present.
他固然是过去的神。
Of course he is also God of the past.
他也是将来的神。
And he is God of the future.
他更是现在的神。
But even more so he is God of the present.
虽然在人的眼睛的里头，
And even though in the sight of men,
好像再也看不见神的作为。
It seems like they cannot see the work of God.
好像神已经隐藏了起来。
It seems like God has been hidden.
但是神说，
But God says,
他是现在的神。
He is the God of the present.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这是最容易给我们去了解到的。神强调他是现在的神的这一个点。
Brothers and sisters, this is very easy for us to understand that he emphasizes the fact that he is God of the present.
弟兄姊妹们，如果不是主自己在我们的里面有很明显的工作，
Brothers and sisters, if God does not have a very clear working within us,
我们拿中国文化大革命的那段时间的教会所遭遇的事情来说一说。
And let us use the example of the situation of the church during the Cultural Revolution.
如果你切身处地的在那一个时间，在那一个环境里边走过，
That if you personally was in that place at that time experiencing those difficulties,
你是在感觉得到教会没有路了。
Then indeed you feel there's no path for the church.
基督徒没有盼望。
There's no hope for Christians.
主好像隐藏起来了。
It seems like the Lord has been hidden.
在那个日子里面，
And in those days,
你要找一些同心的弟兄姊妹们，你实在是不太容易。
It is not easy for you to findThe brethren of one heart, of one accord.
你说要寻找一些同心合意的人一同来聚会来寻求神。
And you want to look for brethren in the same accord to gather together to worship God.
为主来做见证。
And to bear testimony for the Lord.
好像 根本在环境上就没有这种机会，也没有这种条件。
And it seems like the conditions does not allow for you to have this chance or any qualifications for it.
尽管从外面落到这样的一种光景。
And even though the external circumstances can be this way,
神还是不是现在的神？
Is God still God of the present?
当时人的眼睛都看不见。
At the time, the sight of man cannot see it.
但神还是不是现在的神？
But is God still God of the present?
有信心的当然没有难处，他是现在的神。
Of course, for those who have the faith, there's no problem. Yes, he's still God of the present.
就恐怕很难再说这句话。
But for those whose faith is weak, it is difficult for them to say that.
但是等到所谓改革开放。
But after the Cultural Revolution was so-called free, liberated.
弟兄姊妹们回过头一看。
And for the brothers and sisters to look back,
你说神果然是现在的神。
They can say, yes, indeed, he is God of the present.
他在教会碰到最艰难的时候，他也没有停止他自己在暗暗里面所做的工。
That in the most dire situation of the church, he still has not ceased to work hiddenly.
人的环境一有转变。
And when man's situation would even change a little bit,
哦，神的工作就好像雨后春笋那样子。
Then God's work would be revealed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他实在是现在的神。
Indeed, He is God of the present.
当然，当我们说到他是现在的神的时候
，Of course, when we say that He is God of the present,
这也就是把他从永远到永远的这一个事实表达了出来。
This also expresses the fact that He is an eternal God.
因为在过去的年日里头
Because in the days past
事情发生的时候
When things happen
神是现在
God was the present then
虽然现在在历史里面 过去了
But even though that is history now
但是在那个时候
But at that time
神是现在的神
That he is still God of that present
现在这个时间呢
At this time
我们的神固然是现在的神
Of course he is God of this present
那以后呢
And then in the future
到了那一个时候
Until that time
那一个时候的人
those people at that time
面对着神的时候
When they face God
是他们在现在的里头面对着神
And when those people in the future It is their present when they're facing God
我们的神是从永远到永远
Because our God is an eternal God
是任何一个到他面前来的人他都是现在的神
So all those who come before him He isTo them, God of the present.
那因着这一点
So because of that point,
你就看到
We're able to see.
主特别把现在这一个时间摆在前头
That he especially places this time who is at the beginning.
乃是要叫我们留意神不仅是现在的神
So that we'll be able to pay attention to not only see God now
并且他是从永远到永远的神
But he is God from eternity to eternity
在这个从永远到永远的这个时段的里 这一个事实里
And in this fact from eternity to eternity
不能说是时间也不能说是时段就是这个事实
We cannot say that's time or generation But in that fact of eternity to eternity
我们的主突出这个现在
Our Lord points forth this who is
因为这一个现在是把过去的永远和将来的永远连接起来
Because this is links for us eternity past and eternity future
没有现在你就看不到过去的永远
Because if you don't have now you do not see eternity past
没有现在你也看不见将来的永远
Without the present you cannot see eternity future
但是因为有现在
But because there is now
过去的永远是准确的
So what is eternity past is correct
将来的永远也准确的
And what is eternity future is also correct
什么意思
You say what meaning does that have It's meaningful
因为你要留意到我们在能在从永远到永远的神的面前蒙纪念
Because the fact is that we're able to be remembered by God from eternity past to eternity future
你必须注意现在
You must pay attention to now
你不能留恋过去
You cannot reflect upon the past
你也不能憧憬将来
And you cannot look to the future
你必须面对着现在
But you must face the present
如果现在我们站的地位不对了
If the situation, the position we stand today is not right
现在我们追求的那个目的不对了
If the purpose which we pursue after today is not right
现在我们在神面前活出来的光景不对了
If the condition which we live out today is not right
你一面没有办法接得上过去的一面。
On the one hand, you cannot connect yourself to eternity.
你也没有办法能存留在将来的永远。
And on the other hand, you cannot remain in eternity future.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
当他在那里借着约翰来说出他自己的时候
，When he speaks of himself through John,
他是实在今在。以后永在的神。
Indeed, he is God, which is, which was, and which is to come.
但是他要我们是从现在这个点上开始去认识他的从永远到永远。
But he wants us to start with the point now to know he is the eternal God.
并且也叫我们看见现在跟从永远到永远有什么密切的关系。
And also wanting us to see what does the relationship have now with eternity past and eternity future.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
现在的神。
God of the present.
叫我们在黑暗无光的日子的里面受安慰。
In days of darkness, when there's no light, he comforts us.
现在的神。
God of the present.
让我们很有把握的知道在神永远的设计的里面，他没有撇下我们。
In his eternal plan, he gives us much assurance to let us know that he has not forsaken us.
所以约翰在那里说
，So John there says,
但愿那今在、是在、以后永在的神
，From him which is and which was and which is to come.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们真实的能体会到。主这一个心思
Brothers and sisters, if we're truly able to understand this heart of God,
我们不得不接受这个事实
then we must accept this fact.
不管我们在地上所经历的事情是顺的还是逆的
regardless of the situation we're in on earth, whether it be smooth or rough,
是福的还是祸的
blessing or woe,
这都不能摸到我们里面最深处
All these things cannot touch the deepest part in our heart.
我们承认在外面也许我们会给摇一摇
Yes, maybe externally we may be shaken.
但在我们里面却是稳固不动摇
But within we are steadfast and not moved.
因为我们看见
Because we're able to see.
我们的神他是今在实在以后永在的神
Because we're able to see that our God indeed is the one who is, who was, and who is to come.
然后约翰接上去又说
And then John continues on.
和他宝座前的七灵
And from the seven spirits which are before his throne.
很显然这个是指着圣灵
Very apparently this is pointing at the Holy Spirit.
但是在这里没有说太多
But here it did not say too much.
只是说他在神宝座前
But only says before his throne.
我们在约翰发表这一个事实的里面
And when John manifests this fact,
我们要注意两件事
We have to pay attention to two things.
第一个是圣灵的名称
First, the name of the Spirit.
他这里说他叫做七灵
Here it says, refers to the Holy Spirit, seven spirits.
第二我们要注意
Second,
他在什么地方
Where is the Spirit?
在宝座前
It is before the throne.
那现在我们就来注意了
Now let us take note of that.
那弟兄姊妹别忘了这一段话是约翰祝福的话
Now brothers and sisters, do not forget these are the words of blessing from John.
这一段祝福的话乃是根据神的计划的应许而引出来的
And these blessings are according to the plan of God and these words are brought out that way.
我们先说圣灵的他
And now let us look at the Spirit, him.
他是什么?
Who is he?
怎么样呢?
Who is he? How is he?
主的话在说他是七灵。
Here the Lord's word says seven spirits.
他是灵,这个没有问题。
We don't have a problem. He is spirit.
什么灵?
What kind of spirit?
是七灵。
Seven spirits.
那一提到这个七灵
And so when you mention about seven spirits,
这是牵连到数字的问题。
It has to do with the number.
一千年的我不是说圣经里面所有的数字都有意思
Now I'm not saying all the numbers in the Bible has a meaning
但是在一些特殊的地方所引用的那个数字它实在是有意思
But there, in some places there's the number used it has a special meaning
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里把圣灵称为七灵。
Here it's referring the Holy Spirit to as seven spirits.
那是说出什么意思呢？
What meaning does that have?
那是说出。
It tells us.
他是完全的灵。
He is a complete, a perfect spirit.
他是做工的灵。
He is the working spirit.
并且他的工作一定是带进完全的。
And that his work would be brought into perfection.
因为他是完全的灵。
Because he is a perfect spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，我们留意。
Brothers and sisters, let us pay attention.
为什么我们说七？
Why do we say seven? Why do we have this understanding of the number seven?
那个创世纪里面所记载神创造的那个过程历史有关联了。
And so that has to do with the history, the process of God's creation in Genesis.
所以平常读经读到那个七，如果它有意思的话，那个意思一定是和启示录那七天，对不起。创世纪那七天有直接的关联。
And so many times when we encounter the number seven and we say that has any meaning at all, we have to refer to the 7 days of creation.
六天神做工。
He worked 7 days in Genesis. He worked for 6 days.
神就歇了他一切的工。
And on the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
就是说他完成了他所要做。
And so that's to say he has completed all that he is to do.
那所以一提到七的时候。
So when you mention seven.
就给我们看到神的工作给带到完成或者是完全的那个光
景。We're able to understand then that means his work is brought to completion or perfection.
那现在一提到圣灵的时候。
So when you mention the Holy Spirit here,
就给我们体会得到。
It lets us understand then.
他是一位做工的灵。
He is a spirit who is at work.
他做工就把神的意思做到完成。
And his work is to bring the will of God into perfection.
那这是头一点我们要留意。
And so that's the first point we pay attention to.
第二点,
the second point,
他在哪里?
Where is he?
说这个话的时候, 他在哪里?
When these words are spoken, where is he?
在神的宝座前。
It's before God's throne.
好, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们就注意了。
Let us then know.
他在神的宝座前。
If he is before the throne of God,
如果你把他跟神的儿子来做一个比较
If you use him to compare with God the Son
神的儿子是坐在宝座上
That the Son of God is seated on the throne
是与神与父神一同坐在一个宝座上
He is seated with God the Father upon the same throne
但是他在哪里
But where is the Spirit
这个七灵在哪里
Where is the seven spirits
他是在神宝座前
It is before God's throne.
那就明说他没有宝座可坐了。
And so that tells us that he does not have a throne to sit on.
那是不是他没有宝座吗？
Does it mean that he has no throne?
弟兄姊妹们，我们都懂。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
虽然圣经没有很多地方说到这个事情。
Even though there are not much scripture that mentions about this thing.
但是我们看到父与子的那个光景。
But when we see the condition of the father and the son,
我们就知道。
Then we know.
如果在没有把他的那种情形的底下
If under a situation where there's no interruption
父子灵都坐在一个宝座上
That God the Father, the Son and the Spirit would be on the same throne
但现在他说在宝座前
But here it says the Spirit before the throne
为什么他在宝座前
Why is he before the throne
为什么他没有宝座可坐
How come he does 大的
完全不是
No
因为三合一的神
Because this Godhead
虽然我们不能说神父等于子子等于灵
Even though we cannot say God equals the Son equals the Spirit
灵等于父
And the Spirit equals the Father
我们不能这样说
We cannot say it in that way
但是我们却能看见
But we're able to see
他们是合一的
They are one
他们是独立但是又是合一的
They are individual yet one
那所以既然是合一的
And if they are one
父所坐的宝座就有圣灵的位置在那里
The throne which the Father sits upon The Spirit is upon
不然就不叫做联合了
Otherwise you do not
have
a union
不叫做合为一了
Then you cannot say it is one, united
但是现在明明说在宝座前
But here it says before the throne
这是怎么回事呢
So what is that?
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们翻到第五章你就看到
If we turn to chapter 5 We can see it then
第五章我们要看的是第六节
If, Chapter 5 verse 6
我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立像是被杀过的有七角七眼就是神的七灵奉差遣放普天下去的
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
那现在我们先看子与灵合一的问题。
Now let us first look at the issue, the matter of the union of the Son and the Spirit.
现在你看到子出来了。
Now you see the Son coming forth.
他是以羔羊这样的样式来出现
He came forth in the form of a lamb
那这一个羔羊有七角七眼
And this lamb having seven horns and seven eyes
你说这个是很古怪的羊
And you say this is a very strange lamb
我们不要这样去想这一个
Let us not imagine that
因为启示录是特别是用一个很特殊的方法来写出一些属灵
Because Revelation used a very special way to tell us a spiritual truth.
或者说就是用一些表征的物来说出一些属灵的事实。
Or that it uses symbolic methods to tell us of spiritual truths.
那七角就说到这个完全的权柄。
And so the seven horns tells us of that complete absolute authority.
七眼就是说出完全的鉴察。
And the seven eyes tells us the complete examination.
乃是说到这一位被杀的羔羊，他有完全的权柄，也有完全的绝对的那个鉴察的力量能力。
That this lamb who was slain has the complete absolute authority and the complete absolute examination.
那这个七角七眼又是什么呢
？And so what is this seven horns and seven eyes?
底下就说就是七灵。
It tells us later which are the seven spirits of God.
那好，弟兄姊妹，你现在就看到了。
So brothers and sisters, sure we can see that.
是不是子跟灵是联合在一起
？So then we can see the Son and the Spirit is one.
子能发表权柄，能显明他的鉴察。乃是因为圣灵与他联合
The Son is able to express his authority and express his examination is because he is united with the Spirit
那所以因此经中你就 也就看到这里的见识
And so here we can also see them brothers and sisters
所以你就不必去想当主耶稣当神的儿子坐在宝座上的时候圣灵有没有坐在那里
We don't need to think of things like if the God and the Son is sitting on the throne where is the Spirit?
你看这里你就知道
Here then we can see
当子住在宝座上圣灵也在宝座上
When the Son is on the throne Spirit is also on the throne
但第一章就说他是在宝座前
But chapter 1 tells us before the throne
他并不是同坐宝座
That he was not also seated on the throne
那究竟是怎么回事呢
And so then what's going on
因此你看这里 接下去你就看到
Here when you read on you'll know
他奉差遣往普天下去
Sent forth into all the earth
因为圣灵 要奉差遣到普天下去。
Because the Holy Spirit is sent forth unto all the earth.
所以他离开了宝座。
And so he left the throne.
他等候在那里受差遣。
He is waiting there to be sent.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们要留意到父子圣灵如何在他永远祭火里头的分工。
We must able to understand the work, how it is separated from that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
那虽然我没有圣经里头没有很直接很直接的话来记录下当时父子圣灵在安排这个永远的祭火的里头是那个过程是怎样。
And so even though there are no words left for us, how the process of the work is split up in the council.
但是我们确实很容易从零零碎碎的不同的地方出来显出来的经文可以看到一些问题。
But very easily we're able to see from scriptures here and there how it is divided up.
就是问从箴言书上你能看到神在那里有一个设计。
Brothers and sisters, from Proverbs you're able to
see
God the Father there has a plan.
他有一个设计。
He has this plan.
他有一个意图
and he has this print.
他要做一件事情
he has to do this work.
哦，这件事情非常大
and this is a great work.
但是你就看到
but you also see
当父把这一个意思说出来的时候
when God the Father tells his intention
主就在那里做具体的设计了
that the Son there is the actual architect.
因为那里说说到我们的主在父的面前为工程师
because there it tells us that God the Son there is an architect before the Father
不仅是做工程师
not only is he the architect
也做一个建筑师
but he is also the builder
所以就把这一个祭火神创世的祭火做成功
and so he is the one who has done this work completed this work
那然后我们就看到了
and so we're also able to see man fell
那么怎么把人带回神的意思里呢
and so how can they bring how is it that man is able to be brought to the purpose of God
又是指来执行那一个祭火里头所定规的
it is the son who came to execute the plan the purpose of that plan
他钉死在十字架他道人在道成肉身
he was the word become flesh
他钉死在十字架上
He was crucified on the cross
他从死里复活
He was risen from the dead
然后他就升到天上
And then he ascended on high
那当他升到天上去的
And when he ascended on high
他升天以前
Before he ascended on high
甚至说在他钉十字架以前
Even before he was crucified
他就宣告了
He proclaimed
他去
He go
就要差遣圣灵来
He will send the Spirit
圣灵就把他还没有做完的那个部分做到完全在人的身上
The Holy Spirit will complete the work which he did not do upon man and finish it
那弟兄姊妹你掌握了这个事实
Now brothers and sisters if you grasp
你就留意到这里
Then here you can see
这一个时候
This time
我们的主是已经从死里复活升到天上
Our Lord has already risen from the dead and ascended on high
圣灵已经受差遣到地上了
The Holy Spirit has already been sent on earth
他到地上不是在一个地方
He did not come to one place on earth He is on all the earth
所以圣灵很忙我们如果我们用我们的工作程序来去领会圣灵的工作
If we use our thoughts on work then we can understand it in a way that the Holy Spirit is very busy
也许圣灵的确是很忙
Yes, the Holy Spirit is very busy
因为他在全地都要同时做工
Because he is working at the same time and to all the earth
那如果我们这样来体会啊
Now, if we understand it that way,
我们就很容易的了解为什么圣灵没有坐在宝座上
then very easily,
而在宝座前
we're able to understand why he's not seated on the
throne
but before the throne
差遣
because he is
到普天下去
one who is sent forth unto all the earth
要成全神的儿子所做成的
to complete all the work that the Son of God has done
我们感谢主
we thank our Lord
好了现在我们要来注意到主自己了
Now we have to pay attention to our Lord himself
因为在这一个祝福的话的里头
Because in this benediction
说父只说了一句话
It only speaks one verse on the Father
说圣灵 只说了一句话。
And also one verse upon the Spirit.
但是一说到子的时候，
But when it mentions about the Son,
也就是说到耶稣基督的启示的这个主角的时候，
And it is also the main character on this fact, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你就看见底下说了一大堆的话。
Then you can see many words concerning him.
这一大堆的话。
And all these words.
非常非常丰富。
It is very, very full.
我岔出去说 一件事。
I'll go outside to tell you something.
李长寿弟兄
Brother Lee.
他那个时候搞出那个什么呼喊灵苏醒那一段时间他就是根据这一个次序。
At that time, Brother Lee Changshou, when he did all the thing about shout and other things, it is according to this order here.
他说到了现在啊，主要做的已经做完了，所以主从主的工作上来说呢，主不太重要了，重要的是圣灵了，因为神把圣灵摆在基督的前面了。
And so he says, all the work of the Son has already been completed, so all his work is not important anymore, and that's why God places the Spirit in front here.
当然我们晓得
，And of course,
他这样说是没有说到主的。原来的意思上
When he says all these words concerning the Lord, he did not state it according to the purpose stated here.
不是祝福，而是混乱。
And so that's why it did not bring blessing to the church, but more confusion.
这是题外话，不过我让给弟兄姊妹们知道一点的历史就是。
That is just something outside the subject, but I just give you some history concerning that.
如果他真要看到主的话里面去，
but if he did read into the word of God here,
他绝不能说主的所做的在这个世代的里边。已经不是在最主要的地位。
He cannot say that the work of the Lord in this generation no longer is the main focus.
弟兄姊妹，你看说主的这几句话说的多大、多重、多荣耀、多丰富。
Brothers and sisters, look at the words here about the Lord, how rich and full and abundant and great it is.
那我们感谢主，我们一点一点的来看。
We praise and thank our Lord. We look at it point by point.
第五节
，verse five，
并那诚实做见证的。
And who is the faithful witness?
他是忠实的见证人。
He is the true and faithful witness.
见证什么？
What is he testifying?
见证神要做什么和神要怎么做。
And he is testifying to what God wants to do and how he is to do it.
这就和第一节第一句话就有了呼应了。
And so that echoes verse 1.
那这个我不详细看这一点了。
So I won't go into detail about that.
因为说到基督耶稣基督启示的时候，我们说了好些话。
Because when we mention about the revelation of Jesus Christ, we spoke much upon that.
那除了说出他是忠实的见证人以外
，And so aside from the fact he is the true and faithful witness,
第二件事情就说到
，The second thing tells us
是从死里首先复活的
，And the first begotten of the dead.
这个我们也懂了。
We also understand this.
他胜过死亡的权势。
He was victory over the power of death.
他承担了人一切的过犯。
He bore all the transgression of man.
他涂抹了人所有的污秽。
And he wiped away all the filth of man.
完全的解决了人在神面前的难处。
And he completely took away the difficulty man has before God.
满足了神圣洁公义的要求。
And he satisfied the holy and righteous requirement of God.
他就从死里复活。
And he was risen from the dead.
那从死里复活以后。
And after he was risen from the dead.
他就得着天上地上所有的权柄。
He received authority over and on the earth.
所以就为世上君王元首的。耶稣基督
And so he is the Jesus Christ, the prince of the kings of the earth.
比如说你看到一提到这一位子的时候
Brothers and sisters, you see when it mentions about this son,
把他过去现在和将来的历史都在那里显明出来
It manifests the complete fact for us, the history in the past, what he has done, and the future that is to come.
那么弟兄姊妹我们要注意了
So brothers and sisters, let us think of them.
这些话都是我们平常说很熟悉的
All these words are something familiar with us.
但是这个时候说出来
But here when it's spoken now
那个作用在哪里
Where is the function?
圣灵的启示或者说主 亲自对约翰这样说话，那一个目的在哪里呢？
The revelation of the Spirit or our Lord speaking personally to John, where is the purpose?
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要忘记当时接受这一个启示的时候教会所面对的环境。
Brothers and sisters, let us not forget the situation the church was under at that time when this was spoken.
如果我们没有忘掉那个环境
if we did not forget the circumstances,
我们就晓得这几句话里边每一句话都是对着那一个环境来说的那个很实际的话。
Then we will realize all these words are directly pointing at the situation and speaking very practical words.
虽然环境是不容易，
even though the circumstances
很多弟兄姊妹们都受到难处，甚至是丧失了性命。
And many brethren have been persecuted, even martyred.
十二个使徒只剩下约翰一个还活在那里。
And only John is left from the 12 apostles.
并且是给弄到拔摩海岛上去。
And he was even isolated on the island of Patmos.
但是我们的主所做的见证是真实的。
But our Lord's testimony, it is true.
他是一个非常真实的见证人。
And he is a true and faithful witness.
他既然说出他所要说的，
and since he spoke what he has to say, 事情
也就必定是按照他所说的来一步一步的完成。
The words would be completed one step at a time according to what he has spoken.
而他这一个启示的那个目的一定是要完成的。
And the purpose of his revelation will be complete.
其次，
and
他已经胜过死的权势。
He also is victorious over death.
死亡再不能摸他了。
No longer can death touch him.
死亡的权势也不能恐吓他了。
No longer than the power of death threaten him.
所以虽然神儿女们所遇到的那一个环境是非常非常不容易。
And so even though the situation of the children of God is not easy at all.
但是死亡不能显出他的威势的时候。
But death has no longer its power.
那还有什么是叫人感觉可怕的呢？
And so what else can man fear?
没有了。
Nothing.
因为这一位神的儿子已经胜过死亡的权势。
Because the Son of God has already won over death.
我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
胜过死亡的权势。
He has won over the power of death.
我就想起希伯来书上面所说的一句话。
Then I remember the words in Hebrews.
他要救那些一生怕死为奴的人。
He is to save those who are slaves to death and the fear of death.
现在感谢主。
We thank the Lord now.
因为他的复活，从死里复活，
because he was risen from the dead,
死就不成为一个什么可怕的东西。
No longer is death anything
我们也不在死的权势的底下受恐吓。
No longer we threaten under the power of death.
什么时候你看着这一位主，
and whenever you see this Lord,
什么难处都算不得什么，
all difficulty is nothing at all.
再加上，
and
他是世上君王元首，
he is the prince of the kings on the earth.
现在地上所有的权势没有一个不是在他的管理的底下。
Now all the authorities on earth, none of it, all of it is under his rule, his sovereignty.
既然所有地上的权势都在他管理的底下，
and so if all the authorities on earth are under his command,
那我是他名下的人，
and since I belong under his name,
我是在他里面的人，
I'm he who is in him,
那地上的权势能把我怎么样呢？
Then what can the authorities of this earth do to me?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当你看到这些祝福的话，我当时教会所面对的环境，你就看到那个意义在什么地方。
If you're able to see the words of blessing and the situation the church was in at that time, then we see the meaning of these words.
弟兄姊妹们，说到我们的主就是神的儿子的时候，
brothers and sisters, when we speak on our Lord, who is the Son of God,
并没有停在这三句话的地方。
It does not stop with these three sentences.
因为底下接上去了，还是说到我们的主。
Because it continues on to speak on our Lord.
他就说到了，
it says,
是这样的一位主，
he is this Lord.
他有恩惠平安从他那里来给我们。
There is grace and peace from him.
那弟兄姊妹，这就和刚才我交通的那个意思连起来了。
Now brothers and sisters, that has to do with what I have just shared.
但是我特别要说的，
but what I have to say,
这里不单是我们的主给我们一些恩惠平安，
here,
做我们恩惠平安的供应和源头。
Here is not only our Lord giving us grace and peace to be the source and provision of that grace and peace.
我们必须也看见这一个应许乃是 根据父、子、灵这三位一起而来。
But we must be able to see that this blessing is sourced from Godhead, which got the Father, got the Son, and got the Holy Spirit.
那然后继续再说子在我们身上所显明的。
And then it continues to tell us what God the Son has manifested upon us.
那弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们要留意一件事情了。读看到这里的时候
，when we read here, we have to pay attention to one thing.
因为耶稣基督的启示
，because the revelation of Jesus Christ，
那个中心点就是
that center point is
主必再来
，that the Lord shall come again.
那现在呢
？Now
我们就留意了
，we pay attention.
主必再来是根据什么？来做成的。
What is the foundation that our Lord shall return?
那上面提到那些祝福的话，是叫人的眼睛不离开这一位三而一的神。
When it mentions about the word of blessing previously, so that our sight would be fixed upon this Godhead.
同时也注意主再来的这一个事实。
And also to take note of this fact that the Lord shall return.
叫我们不偏离我们的主。
So that we will not depart away from our Lord.
那但是眼睛一睁开就是看见难处啊。
But when we do open our eyes up, practically we see hardship.
那么主再来也不知道是什么时候才成为事实。
And we do not know when the Lord shall return, that will become a fact.
在主还没有来以前。
And so before he returns,
我们就面对这许许多多的难处。
And we also must face all these difficulties.
我们怎么能走过这一段的路程呢？
Then how are we able to go through this path?
用这里留意接上去。主就说了
Brothers and sisters, pay attention then. Immediately following our Lord said,
他爱我们
unto him who loved us,
用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶
and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
又使我们成先提那一个
Now let us first end there.
他爱我们
He loved us.
用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶
and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
小字就说
and then the footnote says,
由古卷说是洗去
and from our sin means to wash away our sin.
不管是脱离也好是洗去也好都是说到一个事实
whether it's from our sin or away, washed away our sin, it is still the same fact.
脱离就是与那个罪恶没有关系的。
If we're away, it is from our sins, we have nothing to do with that sin.
洗去就连老的关系都不存留了。
Washed away means there's nothing left, even anything from the past is all gone.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里所提的
，Here what is mentioned,
主已经做过的
is something that the Lord has already done.
主已经做过了
He has already done this.
他为谁来做呢
Who did he do it for?
为我们来做
For us.
他是为我们连他的血都流了出来
It is for us that he would also shed his blood.
他是付出他性命的代价来挽回我们
He paid a price with his own life to redeem us.
这是他在过去做的
And this is something he did in the past.
接下去
And then
又使我们成为国民做他父神的祭司
And have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father.
那这是他现在继续在做的。
And this is something he continues to do.
不是叫我们成为国民。
It is not for us to be citizens.
是叫我们成为国度。
But it's that he has made us kings.
Kingdom.
Kingdom.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们成为国度。
That will become the kingdom.
那现在成了没有？
Is it complete?
没有。
No.
局部。
Partial.
显出来。
It is manifested
partially. 整个的了。
Completely.
还在进行着。
It is still in process.
那因此我们说这个是他现在还继续在做的。
And so this is something he is still working at.
叫我们做神的祭司。
So that will be the
priest unto God. 原来我们与神没有关联的。
Originally we had nothing to do with God.
现在叫我们成为侍奉神的人。
But now we have become those who serve God.
并且侍奉到神的面前去的人。
And we are those who serve in the presence of God.
不是在外围里头做的。
We're not serving in the outer courts.
是而是直接在神的面前来做的。
But we're serving directly in the presence of God.
那这是我们的主现在 还在做的那些工作。
And this is something our Lord is still doing now.
过去他挽回了我们。
In the past, he has atoned for us.
现在他还在造就着我们。
Now he is still building us.
那还有
？And
将来呢
？In the future.
他但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。
To him be glory and dominion forever and evermore.
那弟兄姊妹们，你看
，Brothers and sisters, you see.
在这里我们实在是看到一件事情。
Here, truly, we can see one thing.
他不见不单是叫人在他面前改变地位。
Not only did he cause our position to change,
也改变那个实际。
And change our reality.
并且
，and
他也显明神要他做工的目的。
He manifests the purpose of God who wants him to work.
那个目的就是他自己要得荣耀。
And the purpose is that he himself will be glorified.
他要在万有以上为元首。
That he will be head overall.
他要把荣耀归于父神。
That all the glory will be given to God the Father.
因为他完成了父所定义、安排、设计的那一个荣耀的、伟大的。
Because he has already completed that work that is planned by God, how great and wonderful it is. That wonderful plan. We thank God.
弟兄姊妹你看到
Brothers and sisters, you see.
现在
Now.
对不起那现在你过去
Before.
现在
Now.
将来
And the future.
我们的主所做的一切都带到一个目的
All our Lord does brings to that purpose.
神所要成就的全都做成。
That he completes all that God wants to do.
所以
Therefore,
我们就看到
we can see then,
他说这一个荣耀
that this,
是直到永永远远。
That this glory is forever and ever.
所有认识主的人都会说阿们。
And so all those who know the Lord will say amen.
好了。
And then,
然后我们留意了。
And then let us take note.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看啊。
Behold,
好像突然在这里叫人给摇一摇。
It seems like suddenly this takes us by surprise.
看啊
，Behold，
有一个很特别的事情发生。
There's something special happening.
什么事呢
？What is that？
他驾云降临。
He cometh with clouds.
再来。
He returns.
这个就是神永远的旨意成就的关键，出来了。
And now this is the key.To the eternal plan of God, it has arrived.
他来了。
He come.
所有的人都要看见他。
And every eye shall see him.
连刺他的人也要看见他。
And they also which pierced him.
那弟兄姊妹们，这里很简单，就把外邦人跟犹太人摆在一起。
Brothers and sisters, here very easily places the Gentiles and the Jews together.
众目是指着有外邦人。
And every eye is pointing at the Gentile and those who pierced him.
不是说罗马的兵丁,
it is not talking about the Roman soldiers,
是说以色列人,
but it is talking about the Israelites.
那么, 所以就引出底下,
and then it tells us,
地上的万族,
and all the kindreds of the earth
都要因他哀哭,
shall wail because of him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这里头实在叫我们看到一件事
Here it shows us
我们的主
Our Lord
他没有让他所买赎的人白白的受苦
He did not allow for those whom he has purchased to suffer for nothing
让他名下的人随意的给人去践踏的
And he is not willing for those under his name to be easily casually trampled upon
我们读到第六章的时候
And when we read chapter 6
我们就看到这六个印的底下有些为神的道被斩者的灵魂
and then we can see some of the souls that was martyred for him under the sixth seal
他们在那里说
they're saying
公义的主啊你还不审判地上的人为我们身流血的冤到什么时候呢
and there they're proclaiming O righteous God when will you vindicate us our souls from those who shed our blood
当时有声音回答他们说
And there is this voice replying to them
再等一会儿
Wait a while
再忍耐一会儿
Have patience for a while
等到 那些做弟兄的数目被杀的数目满足
until the number of the brethren is fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，你以为我们的主很甘心看着他是买赎的人给欺负吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you think our Lord is so willing to see those whom he has purchased to be persecuted?
我们的主怎样不甘心以色列人在埃及受欺压？
Just as he was not willing to see his people to be suppressed in Egypt.
他更不甘心看得着儿子名分的人在地上给人践踏。
Even more, he is not willing to see those who have the sonship to be trampled upon on earth.
那么因此他要给他们说安慰的话。
Therefore, he will give them words of comfort.
虽然因为一些事情还在进行，神不能马上就伸出手来。
And because the work is still at hand, that's why God cannot immediately extend forth his hand.
但主用着他自己的信实向人指出一个问题。
But God uses his own faithfulness to point this out to us.
看啊，他驾云降临。
Behold, he cometh with clouds.
他要从天上下来。
He'll descend from heaven.
他要再一次离开他的宝座到地上来。
And once again, he'll depart away from his throne on earth.
他这一次来啊。
And when he comes this time,
所有的人都看得见他。
All the people can see him.
不像他头一次来的时候隐藏他的荣耀。
And like the first time when he came, he hid his glory.
隐藏他的权柄。
And he hid his authority.
这一次来啊。
This time when he comes,
他是显明他的荣耀和权柄。
He manifests his glory.
所有的人都看见。
And all the eyes shall see him.
地上的万族都要因他哀哭。
And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们实在不能不体会到这一件事情。
Indeed, we must understand this.
主让教会在地上继续靠着他的怜悯来忍耐等待那一个日子。
Our Lord allows for the church by His mercy to continue to wait with patience that day.
但是，弟兄姊妹们，你必须要看得更远一点。
But brothers and sisters, we have to see a little further.
教会所有的忍受
，all the forbearance of the church.
到了那一天
，on that day,
要成为万人的蒙羞。的事实
shall be the fact when all kindred shall be shamed.
当然我们并不是幸灾乐祸的人。
Of course, we're not those who are rejoicing on those who suffer.
但是我们不能不看见。
But we must be able to see.
我们的主到了那一天
on that day, our Lord,
要亲自擦干他所满赎的人的眼泪
shall personally wipe away the tears of those whom he has purchased.
他要让他所买书的人领会我们的主从来没有忘记过他们也撇下他们
He wants those whom he has purchased to know that he has never forgotten or forsaken them
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意的
Pay attention
这是约翰在写启示录这一封书信的时候那些祝福的话
These are the words of blessing when John writes Revelation
这是祝福的话不是口头禅
and these words are not just something we say
这些祝福的话都是神在他永远的计划执行的过程的里面所发生的一些
but all these blessings are something that will happen in the execution of God's eternal plan
要让所有神的儿女们在最艰难的日子的里面受到安慰
so in the most difficult time the children of the Lord can be comforted
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我想还是，我先把这一点点先点出来，也许下礼拜我再详细和弟兄姊妹提提。
Maybe I'll just first point this out, and then next week we'll go into detail.
那我们的主说了，借着约翰说了这些安慰的话，作为那一个祝福。
And so our Lord's speaks through John these words of comfort as blessing.
这些话可靠不可靠?
Are these words trustworthy?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters.
第八节是主自己在说话。
Verse 8, it is our Lord himself speaking.
主神说,
Our Lord says,
我是 Alpha,
I am Alpha,
我是 Omega,
and Omega.
就是他是始，他是终。
That is, he is the beginning and the end.
他是开始，他是结束。
He is the beginning and the end.
又来一次。
And then it says,
是今在、是在、以后、永在的神。
Which is, which was, and which is to come.
是不是神呢？
Is he God?
当然是神。
Yes.
但是这里他不说他是神。
But here he does not refer to himself as God.
全能者。
But he is the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里三件事情。
Three things, sir.
头一件事情。
First thing.
神说出他是开始，他是结束。
God says he is the beginning and the end.
第二。
Second.
他说出他是从永远到永远的神。
He says he is an eternal God.
特别是现在的神。
Especially God of the present.
刚才我们用了很多时间看这句话。
And we have used much time to look at this fact.
第三件事。
And the third thing.
他是全能者。
He is the almighty one.
既然是全能者。
If he is the almighty one.
谁都不能在他面前说三道四。
No one can do whatever they want or say anything they want beforehand.
也不能在他面前指手画脚。
And they cannot direct him what to do.
他要用着他自己。的全能来成就他所做的
and he will use his almightiness to complete all he wants to do
弟兄姊妹们我们花了好多时间看开头的这几句
brothers and sisters we have used much time to speak on these words from the beginning
现在弟兄姊妹大概可以了解了
brothers and sisters and maybe now you understand
是这样的一位神
it is this God
他说出以后的那一大堆的话
who speaks all the words to come
以后的那一大堆的话
and all those words
在人的感觉里面有好些地方是我们好像跟不上来
in the feeling from man as many of those words we cannot follow on
但是人跟不上来并不是太不得了的事
but just because man cannot follow on that is not something great
因为人跟不上来并不能叫这样的一位神他所说的乐空
but just because man cannot be able to follow onthat this God who spoke these words would let the words fall empty.
人跟不上来只是人的 亏损。
But if man is not able to follow on, it is their own shortcoming.
人的亏损不能改变神的定义。
And man's shortcomings cannot change the plan of God.
是我们读启示录的时候
so,
我们愿意在那个认识属灵的事上打一个很稳固的根基。
So when we do read the book of Revelation, we have to set a very solid foundation into these words.
这样就叫我们不因着启示录以后有些话好像说的好像我们感觉很离奇，那不是问题。
And so when we do read some words to come where we feel it is very strange, then we will not be troubled by it.
因为说话的是这样的一位神。
Because the one who speaks is this kind of God.
我们不明白他明白就可以
If we do not understand, as long as he understands,
我们能明白，那他就更容易做工。
If we're able to understand, then he is easier for him to work.
我们承认我们有很多事情不明白。
And we confess we have much things we do not know.
但是因为看见说话的神是这样的神，
But、
因为神
because we see it is this God who speaks,
我们就有足够的胆量。向他求一个恩典
Then we'll have enough courage to ask him for grace.
请他叫我们从不明白到明白
That he will allow for us to enter into understanding.
我想我们今天晚上交通就停在这里
I think we'll end our fellowship here tonight.